Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. A week from today opens 3 days of racing at the Kentucky Speedway, concluding Saturday night, June 29, with a Quaker State 400. And powering those racing machines will be a 15% blend of ethanol. The cars burn greener with higher performance. Hardin County's Ray Allen Mackey, president of the Kentucky Corn Growers Association, with a little background on that partnership.
The National Corn Growers, along with our Kentucky Association, has partnered with American Ethanol and NASCAR to promote the use of a blended gasoline fuel up to 15% ethanol with regular gasoline. Produces a higher octane fuel. The race car drivers have learned that it gives them more power and efficiency, and it's been well accepted by NASCAR. And in the meantime, all those fans of NASCAR have had a chance to see and understand what homegrown fuel can do for not only race cars, but for their personal vehicles too.
That relationship and this new industry, he says, have flourished.
Farmers, along with some coalitions that they have developed, have just sort of from the ground up have grown an industry that produces homegrown product to a point that we are now displacing close to 400 million barrels of foreign oil each year with farm-raised fuel.
We'll have more in a minute. We'll be right back.
At Farm Credit Mid-America, we know there's more to living out here than farming, which is why we offer more than credit for farmers. We use our financial and agricultural knowledge to tailor solutions that help rural residents achieve their goals, from commercial farmers to rural homeowners. We're committed to ensuring that our customers succeed, because at Farm Credit, we know you're not just looking for a loan. You're working to maintain a way of life. Find the financing that's right for you. Visit efarmcredit.com. Farm Credit Mid-America is an equal housing lender.
We're back with the Kentucky Corn Grower Association President Ray Allen Mackey on the ethanol-NASCAR relationship, which is proof the fuel performs for engines and the environment.
Certainly. The environment has been improved by the use of ethanol. Pollutants are down. Ethanol and productivity is up. Jobs have been created. At least 90,000 people are directly involved with the production of ethanol in America. And then the other industries that follow ethanol employ close to 300,000 people.
Next week's Quaker State 400 is sort of a benchmark for that solid partnership.
Yes, NASCAR has been good to work with. They realize that we need them and they need us, and it's been a great partnership and given us a chance to showcase what farmers can do.
Learn more online at AmericanEthanolRacing.com or KYCorn.org. And that wraps up today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.